This was submitted by Adam Coop.
Today on Rock in the Suburbs.
Oh, am I supposed to? Yes. Oh, I thought you were going to. You said it was all in one.
No. I meant the whole second part can only be one person.
Oh, I got you. Oh, so yeah, I'm with you now. Like, gotcha. Okay. Yeah, man. Right, okay. Right, mm-hmm. Right. I was drunk.
All right. So wait. You already did the submitted by. So I'll just. Okay. Ready?
So I need to practice my slur.
All right. You ready?
I don't know. Okay.
Today on Rock in the Suburbs,
we spin some beer while we drink some tunes.
Wait, what was that? All right, it's Friday, guys.
Happy Friday, Jim. Happy Friday, Dan.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. Very minimal setup here. Friday is an exciting day because often we answer fan mail on Friday. We have a very special episode. I don't even know if we call it Fan Mail Friday, whatever we call it. It's just a very special episode with some listener feedback. You're listening to Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
With us is
Dan Gursky.
Thank you, Dan. And let's just press play on this phone call, voice message that we got.
Hey, Jim and Patrick. It's Echo Park Jimmy, or as Jim might know me, Jimmy Petrillo, or just Jim Petrillo. But that other Jimmy, Jimmy Benetti, inspired me to just go by Echo Park Jimmy, because I know so many Jameses, so many Jimses. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. I love the show, guys. I am a loyal listener. I just binged like 50 episodes. And I had to call once that slicing up eyeballs guy come on. Oh my goodness. That guy was, just giving me memories back to why I first, got into alternative music. So my main reason for calling though is the perfect pop song, which I think is Future Islands Ran. It's got that kind of like, I got my keys and my car, I'm gonna hit the road kind of feel. Young Turks, just kind of got that driving beat like Radio Free Europe. And it's succinct. I think the perfect pop song, it's gotta be like 3 to 4 minutes, you know, kind of succinct emotion that really gets into your gut. And it's gotta be kind of perfect, but unique at the same time. But not too perfect. Just, it gets in your soul. The perfect pop song. Future Island has a couple, but this one song, Ran, just some of the words in it. Driving snow. Plate of steel, driving snow. Ran around the wailing world. I just love it. But I have a whole bunch of comments about the show. I just don't want to leave it like a hour-long message. But, you know, every time you have a show, there's one little nugget. Like Jim mentions the jazz band shirts. I still have those jazz band shirts. I played oboe, but I also played saxophone. So I was in the orchestra. I was in the jazz band with Jim. The guy that was talking about the smithereens, I have a smithereen story. And because I was a DJ, I had those same experiences of picking a song that was like 10 minutes long. And, you know, I just heard a song today that was 11 minutes long. The new single. I forgot who it was, but it's like an 11-minute single. Anyway, keep up the fucking awesome work, and I know it's a family show, but I have great ideas for shows, like the Clash series made me think of bands that your brother, like your older brother, got you into. So my brother had London Calling, so I saw that album cover, and from that moment, it's like, oh my God, who is this? London Calling? Never even like soaked in the band, but the music and the image just completely soaked in. Oh, and I also love Patrick.
Okay, cut off there, but wait, he calls back.
Okay, sorry, I knew I was going to ramble on, so I'll be more succinct. Just a few more notes. I love how every song that Jim knows comes from R.E.M. That was one thing I noticed. Like, I realized that too. Michael Stipe picks a cover song and it's like, oh yeah. who are the Velvet Underground? And then you do like a 5-part episode on Velvet Underground that was also very awesome. And then the longer interviews are also great, especially the Marat. I want to go back and listen to just what he said about the Replacements being lost in kind of like a void in the late 80s. There's the hair metal, the, you know, the grunge on the way, and they're just like, well, we might never get noticed, but we still make, you know, this music. It, you know, something about the Replacements touched a chord in so many people. It's like, why do they live on, but the Smithereens? It's like, oh, have you ever heard of the Smithereens? Who knows? The New Order isn't that good. It was all about Peter Hook. But anyway, I cracked a beer, so I'm more mellow now. I won't ramble on. I just wanted to just, you know, I had everything exploding out of my head because I listened to like 50 episodes in a row. But I want to be on Kick Out the Gyms because I have a great story about Kick Out the Gyms to lead off that podcast. And I also don't know what your last podcast was, so let me know what your last podcast was. And then also Jesus and Mary Chain episode, the Shins have a song called Mildenhall where they talk about Jesus and Mary Chain. All right, have a great week, you guys. Mm-mm. Jim and Patrick, you. Yeah. Hold on, how do I hang up here? It's a Guinness, by the way. A cold Guinness bottled in 1983 that I got.
Okay. That's amazing. That's like truly amazing.
Now wait. He called back again.
I don't know if I mentioned this, but the Book Nook reviews of the Kinks and Viv Albertine tie in with the Clash Week because they're airing that documentary on MTV, the Rise and Fall of the Clash, and it reminded me of Patrick's book review because it's kind of has nothing to do with the Clash. It's all the depressing shit about, you know, Joe Strummer had some guy that he trusted and he sucked, and then him and Mick never got along, and the Clash could have lasted forever, but very depressing. But Viv Albertine is all over that documentary. She's one of the chief interviews in The Rise and Fall of the Clash. So I just thought Patrick might want to know that. Thanks, guys. Oh, and my first concert, my Clash thought is, I was at the Silver Dome for the Clash, Eddie Money, and The Who on their farewell tour. 82 Silver Dome. That was one of my first shows.
Okay, thanks. Jim Petrillo, wow. Echo Park Jimmy, a new character, I would say, on Rock in the Suburbs.
Sounds
right?
Like it, yeah. That was, I'm glad he didn't ramble.
You know, I think we've mentioned before that when you call the Suburban Party Line, we want you to, like, break the machine, and he did it
he
a couple
it.
Of times.
That is now, the bar has been set much higher than it ever was before for the Suburban Party Line, folks. Top that.
All right, so Hold all thoughts for a moment. Let's take a break. We're going to come back and try to digest this a little bit. What Echo Park Jimmy talked about.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Patrick, I need to tell you something. You may not be aware of this, but it is extremely cool. You used to produce a zine.
I did.
And
for
that zine, you would like write it up and make copies and take the copies to places, right? And try to get people to pick it up and read it.
Right. Take it to Tower Records so they can throw it in the trash.
And nowadays, you can do the same kind of thing just by typing into your computer and it goes
that.
Out around the world.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
It's like our own little Rock in the Suburbs fanzine.
I just discovered that this exists and you can do these things. And so what we've done is we've created a website for the show.
It's called suburbspod.com, and that's where you go to find it. And you see all kinds of different things. Chiefly, Joe, a rundown of each show, the music we played, some ephemera, and you can stream it right there while you're looking at the ephemera. There's also some pictures of us drinking beer and recording the show.
And I want to caution the listeners, please be careful when you're typing. You want to go to suburbspod.com, not suburbsbod.com.
No.
That's a totally different site.
Or suburbspot.com. That's a different site too.
Yes. So suburbspod.com. We'll see you there. Okay, we're back on the deck.
Yeah.
It's Friday, and we just heard a long, comprehensive series of voicemails from Echo Park Jimmy, an old high school friend of mine.
Yes.
He apparently had, I believe, has corresponded with us before.
I believe so, yeah.
As Echo Park Jimmy, and I didn't know.
You did not know who that was.
Who it was.
Yeah.
Because he didn't call before. I think he sent us emails or something.
Now, was it the voice or when he said, you might know me as?
He said his name, but I probably would have recognized by the voice anyway.
Yeah.
So let me just tell you this. He's a friend of mine. We went to high school together in Toledo, Ohio. We actually met in junior high.
Mm-hmm.
And listeners, if you listen to the show we did a while back with a high school friend of mine named Matt Beakley,
yes.
Jim was in the same circle with Matt. And actually, they go back even farther. They went to grade school together.
Oh,
so
wow.
They've known each other a long time. And I remember, so the jazz band,
yes.
We were all in with the blue ruffled shirts and the black vests.
Mm-hmm.
Jim played saxophone. I played trombone. Matt played trumpet.
Wow,
so all three
fantastic.
Of us were in that together. And
do you remember who played French horn?
In the jazz band? Yeah. That didn't really happen so much. But there was a guy who played guitar, electric guitar in the jazz band, who reminded me a lot of, if you ever seen the guy who plays guitar in the Muppets band?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem.
Yeah, but there was a guy. There was a guy, kind of right. laid back dude, like right. that guy, right? That was the guy in our jazz band too. But anyway, what I was going to say here about Echo Park Jimmy is that he mentions the Who concert that he went to.
Yeah, with Eddie Money
Who?
And the Clash.
Eddie Money and the Clash. Everybody knows that the Clash was the opener on that tour,
yes.
and that they were very well received,
yep.
and they were playing to big crowds. It really,
yep.
you know,
combat rock
went
era.
Really well.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that people remember that there was another opener on that tour, or at least part of the tour. It was Eddie Money.
Eddie Money. Wow, yes. Two tickets to Paradise.
Yes.
Two tickets to see the Clash,
Shaken.
The Who, and Eddie Money.
Yes.
That's great.
So he went to that. I didn't go to that
yeah.
show, but I did go with Jim to my second ever concert.
Oh.
With one of his older siblings, and that was the Stray Cats.
I wonder if it was the same guy that turned him on to combat rock.
I can't remember.
Hmm.
He I believe Jim
Stray
is the youngest
Cat.
In his family. Yeah, but
yeah.
we went to the Stray Cats show.
I think
with
what
the Busboys opening.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's a great show.
Yes.
Shout out to our friend Jeff D, who years ago talked about the Busboys. I think I want to start a side band, and I want to call it Jazz Band Shirts. And you guys could be the horn section. How about that? And we'll get Dan on French horn there, and the four
That's
of
right.
you guys can jam.
That sounds good.
Yeah,
hey,
we'll
hey,
do
I
Motown covers.
One of my favorite things about the Suburbs Pod website is on the most popular episodes, the French horn is right up there on
right.
the top.
Yes. Very well read.
Thank you, Dan.
When I tell people about that episode, they laugh. But, you know, I say, listen, it's good stuff.
Hell
so.
Of an idea, man.
So was there anything on this series of calls
well,
that caught your attention?
I would just like to really make a little bit of a comment about how Echo Park Jimmy loves how every song Jim knows comes from R.E.M.
Yes.
I thought he definitely has listened to a lot of episodes at this point. And I also wonder, how many people that we've heard from that really were into that conversation we had with Dave from Marat. Like,
yeah.
it's really struck a chord with people when they listen back to that. So that's heartwarming to hear that. So I think a lot of people really dug that. But I cracked a beer and I'm more mellow now. That was probably another one of my favorite moments.
I just, you know, the stream of consciousness in this, he just keeps going,
right?
He describes
man.
Our show better than we can, I think.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I don't know if we want to make a requirement that if you do binge the show, you have to actually call and talk until the voice recorder runs out.
Yeah, I like the music from your brothers. I have two older brothers. Like, I totally relate to that. So a lot of the stuff I listened to when I was younger was from their record collection.
That would be a fabulous episode.
My older brother had my however many albums I had, 300-400 of them after college. I gave them to him for a short period. And when I came back from moving away, the records were gone and cats were living in my stereo speakers. So be careful what you get from your brothers, I guess, is the lesson there.
That's great.
So there were two songs that he specifically mentioned. I think we should play a little bit of those.
Okay.
And comment on that a little bit. So the first one he talked about was his nominee for Perfect Pop. And he cited the Future Islands song called Ram. Uh-huh. So let's hear a little bit of that.
Ingest where it goes.
I have never heard Future Islands before. That's the first time. I've seen their name a lot of places. Yeah. That's the first time I've ever heard their music.
You familiar with them, Dan?
Not at all.
That is actually from this year.
Yeah, 2017. Song. I saw the album The Far Field.
Even though apparently they've been around since 2003. They're out of North Carolina.
Hmm. You know what I like? You know what I liked was, and I've thought about this with the Perfect Pop stuff, he was trying to get at, like, you guys get at this a little bit when you have these songs and mm-hmm. people come in and do them, but like what sort of the criteria, you know, I have them in my head.
Yeah.
I like to explain why a certain song is, but it's sort of fascinating. Everybody has like a thing. What makes this the Perfect Pop
that
song?
Is so it
the harmonies, the melody, what, you know, whatever. Yeah. So
I think that's the way it should be.
Perfect,
I think
but
everyone
not
should have
perfect.
Their own definition.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
And just to say, in Dan's piece that he wrote on Robin Hitchcock, Can You Tweet Me a Song? I think you mentioned that the song we played would be your nominee or one of your nominees for the Perfect Pop.
It wouldn't be the nominee if I had to pick one, but it would be, it's on, you know, definitely on the list.
You can have more than one.
Yeah. And only one per artist, I believe you said.
Yeah, that was
I totally agree with that as well.
I think that's fair. Yeah. Right.
Anyway, yeah, that was a great pick.
Really cool.
I just find it interesting that a guy, I know how old he is because I know how old I am, is picking a song from this year be a perfect pop song.
Very
so that's cool. He really stays up on music, and that's a great thing. I visited Jim, he mentioned the Echo Park thing. He lives in Los Angeles, and I went out. I saw him a couple of years ago, and we had a great time just talking about music and having fun. We went to see Titus Andronicus.
Ah, so he got to meet Patrick Stickles.
He did.
We
went backstage after the show.
An epic conversation between Echo Park and Patrick Stickles.
He did, and it was really fun. So, he knows his music. I hope he becomes a regular character on the show. Call the hotline, not the hotline, the party line.
The party line.
Echo Park Jimmy, and leave these messages. This is the way we want to have you on. So,
absolutely.
Okay, there was another song he mentioned. Let's save that for the playout.
Okay.
One other thing I want to say about Echo Park Jimmy is that he did call and leave two more voicemails.
Yes.
We're not going to play those here because it's a lot of copyrighted material.
Yeah.
But I'll just describe it a little bit. So he calls back and he says that he found an old cassette. Apparently he had taped off the radio an interview with Pete Townsend.
Hmm.
And he says, I got to play this for you. So then the rest of the voice message is this
interview with Pete Townsend.
2-3 minutes of this interview with Pete Townsend played off of a cassette player into the phone.
I'm gonna hold the speaker up right now.
And basically the reason why he wanted to play it was he got into the part where he talks about in Bob O'Reilly where the taped synthesizer bit is like slower than Keith Moon's drumming when he started, and so he actually slowed down his drumming. He talks about that a little bit there, which was when we talked with Matt Beakley about that song as a perfect pop pick.
Yes.
So it all comes around.
That
does
go full circle. Yeah.
Yes. So that was fun. So
and I like the Who, and they played with the Clash and Eddie Money.
That's right. So yeah, anytime you, Jimmy, you want to call and play us your cassettes. into the voicemail.
Yeah, man.
That's fine. Okay. So we'll wrap this up and then we'll come back with his other song selection.
Okay.
And this was fun. Would you say this was fun?
Oh, just absolutely fantastic. That's got to be our all-time greatest call to the Suburban Party Line.
It's fun.
Thank you.
And one more thing I will
EPJ.
Mention. I'm on another Star Hill.
Yes, you are.
Brew. It is called Reviver Red IPA, and I point this out because it has piano keys
very
on the
cool.
label.
So the other one had, I'm working on the heavy rotation
record.
Pills right now, and has I propose the three of us get in the car and drive down to Charlottesville and go to Star Hill. Not necessarily right now, because I have somewhere I have to be, but
not right now.
Let's do it
but sometime.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Yes. They're obviously music fans.
Skip school and go
Star
down
Hill.
There. Yeah.
Okay. So please call the Suburban Party Line.
Yes.
It is 612-440-1984.
This
is the kind of stuff we want. This is what makes, for great audio.
It's gold. That's gold, Jim.
You got to do it. Call that number again, 612-440-1984. Leave a message. Break the machine.
Mm-hmm.
You can also listen to Rock in the Suburbs every day on your device. You can find us at Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, Stitcher, or TuneIn. You can also listen on our website or read Dan Gursky's work. You're going to write more stuff for us, right, Dan?
Sure. I mean, we could do one just on that call.
Yeah.
We pay you in beer.
That's right. Yeah.
Yep.
Suburbs
I would
Pod.
Love that, yes. And we are going to have Dan on again because he has a number of ideas that we have tossed around and discussed. So we're going to find a time to do that.
You'll be back on the show.
I'd love it.
And
thanks.
We need to play golf, so there's a lot of things we got to do.
Drink beer, golf, yes. Music, all, right, all at the same time.
Read Dan's articles and some other articles and listen to the show at suburbspod.com.
Yep.
Also find us on the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at suburbspod, and you can email us rock@suburbspod.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Echo Park Jimmy also mentioned speaking of the Jesus and Mary chain,
yes.
A Shin song called Mildenhall. Are you familiar with this song?
I am not.
Okay.
New Mexico.
Shins are from New
Wearing
Mexico.
An Albuquerque t-shirt. The
Which
home
is where
of
you're
the
from, right?
Shins. Yes.
So you're a big Shins fan.
I like them.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're
one
good.
One of the biggest bands to ever come out of New Mexico. It's safe to say.
Okay. So this apparently, this song, Mildenhall, name checks Jesus and Mary chain.
All
so
right.
That's really cool. So we're going to play out with that. You're listening to Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Dan Gursky.
And that was Echo Park Jimmy.
Yeah, and we'll talk to you next week.
The kid in class passed me a test, yeah. I saw some bands down at the Corn Exchange. I wonder where my sister was that night. Back at home under the tanning bed lights, I can still see the glow. Strange rays from her window each night. As I was skating home, started messing with my dad's guitar. Taught me some chords just to start me off whittling away on those rainy days. And that's how we get to where we are now. A kid in class pass me a test, yeah. A band called the Jesus and the Mary Chain. I started messing with my dad's guitar. He taught me some chords just to start me off whittling away on all of those rainy days. And that's how we get to where we are now.
Yeah, this beer sort of, it's refreshing, but also makes you thirsty at the
yes,
same time.
Right. That's what was happening to me.